Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they called a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Eric Adams commanded a 10-point lead in the first-choice votes in New York City's Democrat mayoral primary Tuesday. Late returns showed the Brooklyn borough president well ahead of the pack, but it will be a couple of weeks before a winner can actually be declared. Absentee ballots won't be counted until next month. The general election is in November. More than 150 employees at a Houston hospital system who refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine have been fired or resigned after a judge dismissed an employee lawsuit over the vaccine requirement. A spokesperson for the Houston Methodist Hospital System said 153 employees either resigned in the two-week suspension period or were terminated on Tuesday. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention said that while a small number of health problems have been reported, COVID-19 vaccines are safe and highly effective. A month ahead of the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, the city has another reason to celebrate. Giant panda Shin Shin has given birth to twin cubs at Weno Zoo, the first panda birth there in 4 years. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50, with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live.
And it's what we're all about here, getting this country back on track, getting this world back on track, and what that means is being in alignment with God's purposes. It's His kingdom, His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. We're here at NRB 2021, and it's great to have you with us. Also, great to have Dan Britton joining us now. Dan has been on with us before. He's with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We may be able to connect with Ron, who is his co-author of the Wisdom Challenge, Experience the Life-Changing Power of Proverbs. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks, Bill. Great to be on with you again.
Well, your book, The Wisdom Challenge, Experience the Life-Changing Power of Proverbs. Why the book, Dan?
Well, actually, Bill, it started back in 2012 when my co-author and friend Ron Forsyth called me up, and I was been friends with Ron for almost 20 years, and Ron said, "Hey, Dan, I just got done reading Proverbs last month, and just really was a radical spiritual change in my life. I'd love to do it with you this month." I go, "Ron, I've done that so many times. So glad to know that you've done it." He goes, "Well, I want to do it with you." I was like, "What do you want? Read the Proverbs together?" And he goes, "No, you read your proverb, I read mine, and then we text each other and share what God taught us that day." And I tell you, Bill, like, I've read the Proverbs, a proverb a day keeps Satan away, you know, one day of the month. But, man, when I did it with Ron and we had a chance to share what God was revealing to us, it became alive. It was like double blessing, and that was the Wisdom Challenge.
Well, Ron Forsyth is with us now. Ron is a business strategist, mentor, ultra-distance walker, and, of course, the co-author of the book. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, so glad to be here. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, what a great story. So it's all your fault, huh? You challenge an athlete to something. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, in actuality, I just hoped what would happen with us was what happened with me before. March 1, 2012, my devotional life had dried up, and I said, "God, you know, what can I do to get it back?" And he just gave me a strong word. He says, "Get into Proverbs." And so that day I read chapter 1. On the second, I read chapter 2. On the third, I read chapter 3, all the way to the end of the month, and it was sweet the whole way through. And then I realized, hey, this is too good to keep to myself. So I reached out to Dan, and he responded, and then it has just been wonderful getting into Proverbs, but especially getting into Proverbs with someone else. It takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes at the most each day, and I've been doing it now for 112 months in a row.
Isn't that incredible? Well, that's what happens. You know, we do that which we get rewarded for, and when God rewards us, it's always a huge sort of way and experience, isn't it, Dan?
Yes, it is. And I tell you, you know, the great thing is is Proverbs is loaded with wisdom. Obviously, the wisdom chapters, and you know, twice in Proverbs it says nothing is more valuable than wisdom, and yet a lot of us don't seek wisdom, and we ask out for wisdom. So it's awesome.
Yeah, you know, Ron, you know, to Dan's point, the Bible's clear. It says, hey, look, you want to sell everything. Sell the family farm, get rid of everything for wisdom's sake, right?
Exactly. In fact, Proverbs says twice, wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire compares with it. We call that the nothing promise. And so if it's that good, that means that we got to go after it. It's like when we want something, we go after it. And once we're convinced that wisdom is valuable, then we make the decision to pursue wisdom, and then partner with others, and then pass it on to others. And so that's how we approach it.
Well, Dan, I can appreciate your response when Ron challenged you with Proverbs, because that would probably have been my response. I mean, I've been in Proverbs and have been reading it, you know, corresponding with each calendar day, you know, I don't know, probably for the last 12 years. And just this conversation is challenging me, and I know who to bring into the loop here, and I'm going to cast that challenge forward to my good buddy in Tennessee and say, look, it, we need to do this together. And so I can appreciate initially your perspective on this, because, you know, how many times we've read Proverbs, you know, how you do it. But now when you're doing it in a partnership, boy, that's it's amazing. And probably at the same time, when you know, maybe sometimes there's that, you know, that chemistry or that agreement that, yeah, you know, in that particular verse, you know, God's pointing you both to that verse. And in other days, it's different verses of the same chapter, but yet powerfully, you know, equally effective, right?
Absolutely, Bill. It's exactly why. It's almost like every day you wake up and it's Christmas. Like, I wonder what my Proverbs partner is going to discover today. Is it going to be the same verse as mine? Is it going to be a different verse? What can I learn from him? Am I going to be able to challenge them and sharpen them, as it says, iron sharpening iron? And so it's just such a blessing. And you know, the great thing about it, Bill, also, is when we got done toward the end of the month, that's when Ron gave me another challenge. He goes, okay, Dan, what are you going to do with it next month? And I was like, you? It's been so good. Let's do it again. Let's hit the reset button. He goes, nope, sorry, Dan. He goes, go pray about who God's laying on your heart so it can be a different experience with someone brand new. And Bill, God laid my son Eli on my heart. And, you know, we have a great Christian home. My kids have grown up in church and accepted Christ at a young age. But I tell you, Bill, it was the first time on a consistent 31 days I got a peek into my son's soul of how he looked at Scripture, and it was so refreshing to dive deep with my son Eli.
Well, we're talking with Dan Britton, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and Ron Forseth, authors of The Wisdom Challenge, Experience the Life-Changing Power of Proverbs. And, you know, this is what happens, Ron, when something is this good. You just keep, you know, blessing it forward, right?
It's like I compare it to giving away $100 bills, but it's really a lot richer than that when you invite somebody to pursue wisdom with you. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm a philanthropist giving away these valuable gems, and really it doesn't cost me anything because God gave it to me, but it's free to give away, but it's incredibly valuable, and it's a real joy to pass it on.
Well, in the book, you certainly talk about wisdom's promise. We touched on that. Wisdom is inviting, right? Wisdom invites us to come in and engage with this incredible attribute and blessing in the Bible.
Yeah, it does. You know, there's a really clear layout in the Bible that is literally, it's wisdom standing at the very top of the gate, calling out to whoever would listen. But at the same time, foolishness also stands at the top of the gate and cries out. But the idea is, obviously, we have to have that wisdom, discernment, and understanding to know the difference and be able to follow God's voice. And especially in today's age, right, Phil? Like, we get things so confused, so divided, and we need to stick together. And that's what wisdom does.
Well, Dan Britton, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Ron Forseth, authors of The Wisdom Challenge, Experience the Life-Changing Power of Proverbs. Ron, I'm going to let you summarize it up so that we can continue to bless this forward and encourage Proverb partnerships.
Well, I invite everybody that's listening to get a Proverbs partner, decide that they're going to pursue wisdom, get a partner, go through it, and then do it again. Recycle. Visit wisdomchallenge.com. It all kinds of free resources up there to help people understand how to do this and to keep it going. So thanks, Bill.
Well, God bless you both. Ron is a business strategist, mentor, ultra-distance walker, one of the co-authors, along with Dan Britton, as I said, who serves as a field officer for Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're coming to you live from NRB 2021 in Dallas, Texas. And our good friend Patty Garibay is with us. Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
We made it through COVID. We're okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes, and doing well. And, of course, Patty, for 25 years, American Heritage Girls has been providing a Christian-based alternative to the Girl Scouts who support Planned Parenthood, by the way. And she's the president and the visionary for American Heritage Girls. And congratulations. I mean, what an incredible legacy.
It's been a blessing to be doing God's will and to helping young girls know who they are and whose they are years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so this has been this alternative to the Girl Scouts was, and especially at a perfect time. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, you saw early on the signs and the inclinations of the Girl Scouts where they were moving. Of course, everybody still, you know, they love the cookies and they think, oh, but there's more behind the cookies than we realize, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Girl Scouts today are promoting pronoun islands. What pronoun are you? BLM, women's marches, they're just off the deep end. And so the need is great for something that is conservative, like it used to be when I was a girl. The Girl Scouts were a great organization, but now American Heritage Girls is here, and it's here to stay, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it continues to grow. How did you do during the pandemic?
Well, it was tough. You know, we lost 30% of our members because the churches, we charter through churches, the churches were unable to meet, and so therefore their extracurriculars and their ministries weren't able to meet either. But what was amazing was the innovation of our leaders. They're so dedicated. The volunteers are incredibly dedicated. And now today, Bill, we are having a resurgence, and I think we're going to be bigger than ever this year.
That's
things
exciting.
Are good.
So what do you got planned?
Oh, so many things. You know, we had our 25th anniversary. We weren't able to celebrate it due to COVID. We had our girl convention rescheduled twice. We finally had to cancel it. But we are excited about our new leadership curriculum called Grit and Grace, which is girls rooted in truth with grace,
yes.
Teaching girls how to influence well
right.
in the name of Christ. We're excited about that rolling out. We're excited about our brand new handbooks that just came out. There's just so much going on in the growth. Also, we are opening up membership to people that aren't able to get into a troop. And that's our Trailblazer membership. And so anyone can join American Heritage Girls now. That's exciting.
Exactly. I want to go back and focus a little bit more and have you unwrap a little bit more about truth and grace. Because if we ever needed truth, it is now. And it's a little bit of a challenge because the emotional fervor of the culture is such that it doesn't want to reason.
Right.
It really doesn't want to hear the truth. But if you have the truth, that freedom-setting truth that you can stand on that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, you know, that should give you a sense of confidence and surety that gives you the grace to speak with somebody in love, in truth, because you know, but for the grace of God, there you are.
Amen. Amen. And you know, you said the word freedom.
Yes.
That is our program theme for this year is Live Free from Colossians. It talks about the freedom that we find in knowing Christ. And that's what American Heritage Girls is all about, is really for a girl to understand Christ and the relationship with him through fun activities like badges and service projects and high adventure out in the outdoors. It's just a beautiful way to grow up as a girl and to learn more about the relationship with Christ.
Well, exactly, especially today, as you say, I mean, with all this gender confusion.
Yes.
I mean, I was born and raised in California. I think one of the universities up there has some like 63 options, gender options. I'm confused with two. I'm sorry. I mean, it's kind of like sometimes, you know, us guys, this is kind of like guy humor stuff. You know, we laugh at Solomon, you know, because Solomon had like 1,000 wives and concubines and stuff like that. And what are you? Are you crazy? What are you?
You can barely handle one, right,
yeah,
Bill?
Well, yeah, you know, Lord have mercy. You know, but anyway, this is just the fun part of the Word of God that must be there for a reason.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely. We are trying to help the girls understand femininity, and it's not all frills and lace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are girls that are tomboys.
Yes.
They doesn't mean they're a boy.
Right.
So trying to let them understand that the Lord made each of us unique.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that he's changed our sex or that we should be looking for another pronoun.
Right.
But let's talk about what that looks like, and let's celebrate girlhood.
Yeah, because it's about identity.
Yes.
And where are you getting your identity? Are you claiming your identity from the culture or
from the one who created you.
Amen.
The one that wove you together so wonderfully, right?
Absolutely. And that is to be celebrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, I'll tell you, and I know that you have been impacting these girls for all these years in sharing with them the truth of God, you know, so that they can find their, you know, their higher calling.
Yes.
Because it's more than this, right?
It is. You know, truly, when the girls are learning service projects, for instance, Bill, they learn about their passions, what their vocation may be. And we're seeing that through alumna. Mm-hmm. We now have alumna.
And
we get to see them in their opportunities, their callings. They're also able to understand what they love academically through this badge program. They're also able to understand how they lead and how maybe they want to be more of a follower. And they can learn all of this through American Heritage Girls because together they're doing life. And let's not forget the importance of like-minded friendships and connection. And
exactly.
Now that we are off the virtual platform, to be able to reunite with friends that are like-minded, every parent wants that for their daughter.
And as you say, it's just busting forth.
It really is.
Exactly.
It really is. And we've seen that, right? The cultural pendulum. We've seen this swing back and forth. And I think the darker the culture gets, the brighter the candles are.
Yeah, without a doubt. Exactly. And as we've been sharing a lot these days is that you always have, before the legitimate, you have the illegitimate. And that's what's being paraded right now. And so, and that's proving itself out, and its value in the marketplace is falling short. Just with reality, like you say, you have alumna now that can speak highly, experientially of the program, right?
Absolutely. And they're able to share the truths of what they learned, that this really is true and it is important as you go forward, as you adult in Jesus.
Yes,
that's
amen.
Really what we're trying to get
right.
The girls to do.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, it's so exciting about this, is you love things that are organic, that come from the hearts of people, right? It's natural. I don't have to put an advertising campaign or try to convince you that you should do something that's against your will. This is something that rhymes with your reason, and as they come in and they're with others of like mind, they go, oh, that's right, you know, here I've been wasting my time pursuing a pronoun.
Yes.
What a waste, right?
Right. And, you know, the sweet aroma of Jesus is infectious. And when people come into the unity of this kind of family, the American Heritage Girl family, not only do the girls grow, but the women that are involved grow, the men that are involved, and the families grow.
Yes.
So this is an eternally impactful ministry that, again, charters and partners with the church in order to expand influence, to evangelize others, and to really bring them into unity with Christ.
How are you seeing the church healing now post-COVID? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing not just even post-COVID, but even honestly, what's going on in our government, what's going on, that there is such a need for Christians to stand up.
Yes.
We've laid back long enough, we've rode the tide, and now we have to stand up. It was so well said last night when Dr. Tony Evans, he challenged us and said, it is time for us to shine our candles, to be bright lights, to be part of the reconciliation, because that is the gospel. And American Heritage Girls is part of that.
Exactly. Because, well, the thing is, we have been too conditioned by fear here recently, and we've got to vacate that. And that's what's going back to what we said earlier, is what rock are you standing on?
Amen. And there is no room for faith. I mean, for fear when you have faith.
Exactly.
And so we teach the girls to have faith over fear, and to understand that it's not girl power, but it's the power in the girl given to her by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that is really incomprehensible to us because it's so big, but it allows us to do great things with it.
Patty Garaby is with us, founder and executive director of the American Heritage Girls. Patty, a minute left to summarize your vision for the coming years.
Absolutely. It is to do God's will. You know, what his numbers are his numbers,
yes,
not
right.
my numbers.
Yes.
And so I just want to continue to faithfully walk through this walk.
Yeah, it's the math of God.
Yes.
Yeah, God's math is amazing.
It is. It's so much more exciting than mine.
It really is. It's beyond what we can imagine. It's always a lot of fun.
Amen.
How can churches and young girls and parents of young girls who want to get involved, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Visit our website at AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
You got it.
I love it. Thank you.
Are Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they call a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Surprise! When I heard that Colonel Alan West was going to be here in the building, I said, you know, we tried to connect, and we were able to, by the grace of God, able to connect with Alan, and he's here right across from me right now here at NRB 2021. Colonel, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
It's good to be with you.
Hey, I just have so appreciated your heart.
Thanks, Bill.
You represented where I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And, boy, I'll tell you, I was just so grateful for your presence at a time needed. And we still need your voice, and your voice is still very active.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly. You're awesome. Thank you again for your service, for all that you've done for our country as a former Marine.
Army.
Yeah, I know, but that's okay. My brother was Army. My number two brother was Army.
Yeah.
Number one brother, Air Force. My dad, Army, World War II.
You got them all covered. Right?
He was there at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton as a medic. So, you
great.
Know, we've got a rich family history
same
of service
mine.
The country.
Yeah.
Exactly, I know. So, Alan, what have you been up to?
Well, about 5'9". No, really. You know, it's been a great 7 years, you know, so far out here in Texas. You know, came back here back in 2014. My last duty assignment in the Army was in Texas. But right now, now I have the pleasure to be the president and CEO of the Hope Center. It's an incredible, unique, one-of-a-kind place, 185,000-square-foot campus.
Wow.
That you know, that holds 60-plus different Christian ministries under one roof. You know, you look at the international ministries that we have there, the Christian counseling ministries we have there, the women's ministries, the orphan outreach type of ministries, and then also our societal and cultural ministries, like First Liberty, mm-hmm. that does all the religious liberty and freedom cases, has argued before the Supreme Court. So all of that is happening on the one place. So we are able to bring together these ministries to collaborate and work together to share the gospel and to defend our religious freedoms and liberties.
What a powerful epicenter.
It is. 12 years.
How did this come about?
12 years. You know, back in 2008, it was the vision of someone that is very near and dear to the NRB, and that's mm-hmm. June Hunt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we have grown that and expanded. At first, it was 40 ministries, and like I said, we're over 60 ministries, and we have 50-some-odd ministries on a waiting list to try to get in there.
Now, are you a director there?
Yes, I'm the president and CEO of it. And so,
it's all your fault now?
It's my fault. Anything that goes wrong is my fault. And look, leadership is all about one thing. Leaders never take credit. They only take responsibility.
Amen. Amen. Colonel, with this effort, it couldn't come. I mean, this had to be prescient by June and others that were involved to do this, because if we ever needed a counterforce against this negative culture, it's now.
Yeah, absolutely so. And when you think about the ability to bring Christian ministries together, instead of them being out as their own respective independent stovepipes, now they have a facility, a place where they can come to, and they can work together. So if you got best practices that you're doing in your ministry in Eastern Europe, you can share that with someone that's doing ministries in the Middle East or in the Far East or down in Latin America. If you are seeing certain teenagers with your Christian counseling services, you can share, you know, this is what I see happening with these young people. Or, you know, when you have a place like First Liberty, and just recently we had an organization that's right here local called Christians Engaged, and they were put in their application for 501c3. The IRS said, and this is national news, the IRS says that you are denied 501c3 status because you're teaching Bible verses and you're teaching biblical teachings, and that's Republican. Mm-hmm. So what did they do? They came right into our doors at the Hope Center and went to First Liberty, and now they're taking up their case. And so that's the beauty of us being on this spiritual battlefield and this spiritual warfare, that there's a place that can kind of be the Christian Pentagon.
Right, exactly. And Alan, when we're hearing stories like this, I mean, we're starting to hear more and more of the attack on the church. This has been going on over the last decade and has been intensifying.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think?
Well, it's very simple. You know, I often ask people, remember 9/11. And that first Sunday after 9/11, people could not, churches were packed.
Exactly.
And then you think about what happened last year with COVID. What was the first thing that the government tried to shut down? Was the churches. This is a wholehearted effort to try to undermine the omnipotence and the omniscience of our Creator God, because this is a Judeo-Christian faith nation. This is a nation founded unlike any other that says your inalienable rights come from a Creator God. But now what the progressive socialist left, secular humanists trying to do is undermine that. You were just talking earlier with a guest. There's 62 different genders.
Mm-hmm.
So God couldn't even get man and woman, Adam and Eve, right? You know, so, you know, man changes the weather. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as winter, spring, summer, fall. We're the ones affecting the weather. And so what does that mean? How could this Creator God then get your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, Greg?
Exactly.
So
it goes back to that original lie in the garden. Did God really say?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so it requires people who know that God really said, for their sake, for their safety.
Sure.
Because along the way, you get people who are lost, who have gone along with the culture and said, hey, this doesn't work. I mean, I'm crashing and burning. My kids are committing suicide. They're on drugs. All this stuff that's going on, sex trafficking, right here in my own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working. What's going on?
Well, it's government with a little g trying to replace God with a
Amen.
Big G.
Amen.
And it doesn't work.
No, it never has. And that's the thing. You know, the first question I always ask, show me. Show me where it works. Show me where socialism and communism has worked.
And it's antithetical to our fabric as a nation. It's antithetical to our Constitution. It's antithetical to the founding of the United States of America. And so, therefore, you have this line out there, this lie out there that America was founded in 1619, because that's when the first slave ship came across, and not July the 4th of 1776. Because, again, those impeccable words of Thomas Jefferson that said that we hold these truths Mm-hmm. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
Right.
To be self-evident that all men are created equal, not equity,
yes.
but created equal, equality of opportunity, and that they're endowed with certain inalienable rights from the Creator God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to have a place like a Hope Center where Christian ministries can come together and strengthen, empower, and put on that full armor.
You see, and this is what is a big challenge for those progressives and those on the left, and why they can't sustain a reasonable debate.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're standing on shifting sand. They don't even know what they yeah. really represent.
No foundation.
But this is the power of the church, because we do. We stand on the rock. We know on which we stand. We stand on a
yes.
God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And that's the parable that Jesus talked about, building your house upon a foundation and not on the shifting, sinking sands. And that's what we are called to do. And that's one of those, you know, Bible songs that we sing, you know, about on Christ the solid rock I stand, although the ground is sinking sand. And so as we go forward, that's where it is so important, you know, with a place like the Hope Center. Because I don't see obstacles in America. I see opportunities for the body
yes.
of Christ.
Right.
Because people are looking for the light that leads them out of the darkness.
Mm. And when that happens, they're happier.
Of
they're
course.
Fulfilled. They're realizing their God potential, right?
Yes, absolutely so. And they're fulfilled. And the other thing that we have to get them to understand is that in John 16:33, you're going to have tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But be of good cheer.
Yes.
Because I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
So we need to be those happy warriors in these times.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, again, this is a time for people of faith, people that know. I mean, and this is what's happening, which is really threatening the left and why they were so concerned, even on January the 6th. What happened was an organic response and movement out of people's hearts. You may have squashed it in the short term, and you may lock up some political prisoners, which is a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing in my heart, and I pray for those who are being held in solitary confinement without legal counsel,
yeah.
without any due process right
for
now.
For trespass.
This is happening in our country.
Yeah, and that is why, you know, I would have never thought, being a soldier of 22 years, my father fought in World War II, my older brother Vietnam, my nephew serving now, that we would see this happening in our United States of America. So we got to get back to Christ.
Our hope is. Our only hope, right?
The only hope.
Amen. Well, congratulations with all that you're doing with the Hope
Thanks.
Center. Please know, whatever we can do to help, you know, promote your message, we're there for you.
We
love June. We love all the work that she's been doing over the years. She's been on with us many times.
Yeah.
And it's an honor to have you on. I've been
yeah.
trying to connect with you over the years, and here we are. It took Dallas, Texas to bring it
together. It took Dallas, Texas and the Hope Center to do it. Thehopecenter.org. That's our website.
Okay. And so all are welcome. And come on in. Come one, come all. Because, like you said, we need happy soldiers for the body of Christ, right?
You got it.
You got it.
Thanks.
Colonel Alan West has been with us. Thank you, Colonel.
Appreciate Pleasure,
it.
Bill.
God bless.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life.
Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we are still here in Dallas, Texas, by the grace of God, at NRV 2021. And Abby Bear Carroll, she's in the house, face to face. Hey, after all this time, it's about time.
It's fun to be here with you.
Well, exactly. Well, we put Dad on timeout. And actually, he's just both of them. It's NRB, and so what happens, everybody's pulled in 50 different directions. And Ted says, would you like to have Evie instead? Oh, are you kidding me? Yes, absolutely. But I try not to get too excited about it because then it hurts his feelings because he thinks he's not that, you know, important, but he is.
Well, I know we have a lot of fun, and we talk about good stuff, so. Yeah,
exactly. Evie, of course, the host of Movie Guide TV, and one of the big headlines on your website is the video game developer of a popular franchise retires after fan outrage. What's going on? The cancel culture is at work again, huh?
That's exactly right. And this was a cool story because this creator made this very popular video game, and the people didn't know that he was a conservative Christian. And then the fans found out that he was a conservative Christian, and they all say, oh, well, he voted for Trump. Well, he said, yeah, I did vote for Trump. And you know what? I'm proud of it. And I think that he did a lot of great stuff. And he, you know, and also this game developer said, you know, I'm pro-life, and I'm all of these things that, of course, they didn't like. And so he said, if I have to retire, I'll retire, because the thing is I want to stand up for what I believe in, and we should be able to do that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, God bless him for being independent and in that position to do that. Because he said, I was talking to somebody else the other day, Evie. He said, you know, next to Jesus, you want to clear a room? Say Jesus. And if you and whatever's left, if you want to clear maybe half again of that room, just say Donald Trump. You know, and it's just insane. I mean, because look at reality has given us a clear contrast. You know, a Biden administration versus a Trump administration, and even the legacy media is hard pressed
to deny the truth, and you hear them repeatedly, you know, reporting, well, you know, he was kind of right, you know, and whether we're talking about China or talking about the open borders, talking about what happened at Lafayette Square in D.C., all these things. So there's a clear contrast, and I think that people are now getting to the point of saying, look, at I don't need to apologize for Donald Trump. I don't need to apologize for my vote.
And that's the thing is like some of this stuff is coming out now, and it's like Biden has to admit it, but it was already what Trump said, but they didn't believe him in what he was saying.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
No, it's just unfortunate. But, you know, as I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. And America is getting a lot of experience, and hopefully their preferences are realigning with their values in such a way to where the next time around we vote a little bit more wisely.
Yeah, and I commend this guy who created this game because, you know, he had tons of downloads on the game, and, you know, it could be at risk for, you know, his political views, but he said it didn't matter. You know, this is what I believe, and I got to stand up for it. And more people should do that. They should stand up for what they believe no matter what they have to lose.
Right, exactly. And this is what we're seeing happening now with, you know, people of faith, even other people who, you know, it's an admirable quality that they know that they know that they know, and they're willing to, you know, stand their ground.
Yeah, and that's what we should do, especially as Christians, is we need to tell people about Christ, and that is our number one thing. Everything else, you know, follows, but we have to be able to be open and telling people about what we believe.
Yeah, because he is coming back.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
You know, I'm ready.
I'm with you. And that's the question, you know, and that people are pondering. And it seems more and more, especially whether it's the pandemic, the chaos in our culture that's taking place. I mean, it's like, boy, if Jesus doesn't come back soon, we're I don't even want to think about the alternative.
I know, because every day we have new things on our website, on Movie Guide, where it's like, what? How could this be happening? You know, how could we be going this far in the culture?
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep praying, and we're trying to influence people in Hollywood and show them the good, the true, and the beautiful, and mm-hmm. what really matters, because it's just crazy what the culture is what's happening with the culture right now.
Well, your dad's reported on this for years, and the evidence is clear. It's empirical. I mean, it's not like you have to go into the realm of the theoretical and say, well, you know, hey, maybe if you kind of believe in that Jesus guy, it'll kind of be this way. I mean, there's thousands of years of practical history and experience that, you know, has defined this clear preference for many.
Yes, exactly. And we're saying that there's a big audience out there. There's 170 million Christians, you know, reportedly, that go to church every week, and they want wholesome Christian values in their entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Just a little sidebar here. It wasn't on the deal. Can we talk about The Chosen?
Okay.
The impact The Chosen has been making.
Yeah.
I met with Dallas Jenkins here yesterday. Wow. I mean, that franchise, it is unbelievable. All crowdfunded.
I know. The amazing thing about The Chosen is that it's extremely well done. Mm. It's not like one of those, you know, we see a lot of Christian movies on a movie
right,
guide,
yeah.
And you sometimes tend to love the message, but, you know, the movie isn't as well done or whatever. But The Chosen is extremely well done. So you could show it to someone who isn't a Christian and be very proud of it, and hopefully they would change. And so Dallas, I'm sure, told you about their numbers and how
right.
well they're doing, and you know, the stories that they've heard from it is just incredible.
Well, it's hundreds of millions of people have viewed it, and they're projecting a billion.
Wow.
I mean, this is what it's coming down to. They're going into they're crowdfunding their third season. All crowdfunded for free.
Wow.
It is amazing. And his ability, his talent to tell a story. And I was watching an excerpt last night about the music and how they put the music together. I mean, it is sensational.
Yeah.
What they've done, the nuance of it. I mean, it is so God ordained. And that's why I told him, I said, sometimes you feel like you just came out of the throne room of God, you know, with some of these scripts and ideas that you come up with.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful.
Well, it's a lot like, remember what happened with the Jesus film in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It started a big revival, and,
exactly.
You know, it got all over the world. Just mm-hmm. every element of the world saw the Jesus film and changed hearts. And so we're hoping that this happens with The Chosen.
Well, exactly. I mean, Charles Finney would say that a revival happens when it's most needed. And I look over the world today and I say, I don't know how much need we need, but it's going to be because we're so off the rails. I mean, how do you, you know, without Jesus, how do you get to the truth? Because then it's, you know, we've been trained on relative truth and your truth is your truth and my truth. No, there's only one truth. That's what we need to pursue.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I think that there, you know, I'm hopeful for revival. I know that there's been a bunch of revival movements even through COVID, you know. And so, you know, people were willing to go out and sing and worship even through COVID and, out on the streets. And so I'm very hopeful for that.
Well, it's amazing. What I'm reading about is revival that's happening in Muslim nations.
Okay.
And in other areas outside of America, I refer to them as bonfires of revival. And we're just hoping that they will ignite in such a way, kind of like the way the fires ignite sometimes in California where they just join together. That's what we're praying for. And for all the right reasons that, you know, people will, you know, will realize the redemption of God.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. This other story that you have at movieguide.org regarding Chris Pratt.
Yes, Chris Pratt is a good dude, actually. He's a good guy.
we like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, and so what he's done is he said on Father's Day, you know, he did a great message to the Army and the people in the military, and he gave them his new movie, and he's given them a meal. And so I love that he's so patriotic and that he's in support of the military. He's in support of the police. No matter what other celebrities are saying, he's just willing to say what he believes, and he's willing to support, you know, the good, really.
Exactly. Well, you see, and he's a great example of how we should respond, because he knows what he believes in. He stands on it. And so what are you going to do? I mean, you know, you see the people on the left and what they end up doing is end up cowering, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the soldiers that came to pick up Jesus. You know, they said, we're here to pick up Jesus. Well, I'm him. And they fall down.
Yeah.
You know? So they just can't handle the truth. It's so overpowering. But, of course, this is, you know, regarding his upcoming movie Tomorrow War, right?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, it's, you know, I think these type of actors who actually stand up for the truth do better because, you know, 64% of America doesn't believe in defunding the police, you know, and people don't want that, really.
Right.
And so he's willing to say, you know, I agree with the police and I'm going to extol them and, you know, commend them for what they're doing. And so I think he's better off for that instead of being, you know, some super...
Yeah, let's just use a broad brush and let's just defund police. And in spite of the clear evidence, what happens, like, for example, look at the crime zone of New York City. Rapes have gone up, murders, shootings and stuff like that. I mean, you see these body counts, you think, is that Chicago? No, that's New York. And it's spreading to other cities and all these cities that believe in defunding police. I mean, is there any reasonable correlation to make here?
Right. So now you wonder why people are moving out of the city. It's because they want wholesome. They don't want to be in these situations.
You reviewed Fatherhood.
Yeah, so this is a fun, cute movie. We do say there's some discretion, so it's for older audiences, but it's with Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart is playing a dad, actually. He must raise, like, a new little baby daughter. And he says, I can do it, and I can change my ways of being a party boy. And so there's some really sweet messages in there about being a father to, you know, he's a single father. And that touches my heart because I know being a single parent would be so hard. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to be a parent in general.
Exactly.
So there's some, you know, cautionary elements, but it's on Netflix, and so we do commend it.
About 50 seconds left. We're going to wrap it up with Loki.
Loki, it will surprise you. It shows that bureaucratic communism doesn't work. It's not good. And so this show will really surprise you. It's for teenagers and above, but it's very well made. And it is very surprising, the political statements they say about communism. Yeah.
So it's not going to play in China, you tell me?
No.
Do you think President Xi will keep it out of the country?
I think so. He'll censor this one for sure.
Yeah, really. And maybe LeBron will help him as well, right? Just kidding, LeBron. You know, we know you have a sense of humor. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us, host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, as always, we appreciate the time. And whenever we can have you on the air, it's always a joy. You and your dad, we appreciate all the great work at movieguide.org. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
You Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.